Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to hear the story of a United States senator. You are going behind the scenes of political Washington, into the Senate chambers, the cloakrooms, the private offices, the meetings, secret and public. The locale, the background, are factual. Only the names and the stories are fictional. This is Freedom, USA. Starring Tyrone Power as the Senator of the United States and featuring the voice of America's distinguished news commentator and Washington authority, Edwin C. Hill. Freedom, USA, the story of your government today. In a moment, listen to Tyrone Power as Senator Dean Edwards in Freedom, USA. Now, we present Freedom, USA, starring Tyrone Power as Senator Dean Edwards and featuring the voice of Edwin C. Hill.
This is Edwin C. Hill, ladies and gentlemen, from Washington, D.C. Your nation's capital has been honored this week by the visit of the famous American Indian Archie Long, master of seven languages, a Rhodes Scholar, and a counselor at law. Archie Long has dedicated his life to helping his people. Following an address to the Congress on Indian welfare, it is significant that Mr. Long singled out Senator Dean Edwards, for the object of Mr. Long's visit to Washington has been the plight of the Red Hawk tribe in Senator Edwards' own state. Last night in the Senate reception room...
Now, let me get this straight, Archie. The land Chief Swago sold to the Beddington Company for the site of the dam was his private property?
That's right, Dean. All 4,000 acres of it. It was a gift from the government to Swago's father many years ago.
Yeah, so we can't depend upon the laws forbidding the sale of Indian reservation land.
I'm afraid not.
You know the area, Archie?
Very well. There's no doubt the dam will destroy the fishing on the Red Hawk Reservation downriver, as well as scare off all the game in the neighborhood.
Well, we've got to do something about it.
Chief Swago made a mistake, Dean. He didn't realize the consequences. But it's all signed and sealed, and Beddington's going ahead with the construction plans.
You've appealed to Beddington?
I've spoken to him on the long-distance phone.
Perhaps in person...
I don't hold out much hope, Dean.
It seems like a pretty fast deal all around. Maybe we can show collusion or misrepresentation. Some way to invalidate the contract Chief Swago signed.
I haven't found any evidence of such a thing, Dean.
Well, I'm going to take the morning plane. I feel a certain responsibility. After all, the reservation is in my state.
I didn't come to you because I thought you were responsible, Dean.
Oh, I know. Are you going to stay here in Washington?
Some more studying is about all I can think of. Maybe there's something here in the Library of Congress I can use as a wedge. As long as they don't actually start construction, I still hope to stop them. If they build their dam 50 miles downriver...
Well, we'll see.
I wish you good luck, Dean. If you plan on staying at the Red Hawk Lodge, I'll see you day after tomorrow.
Good. Perhaps you'll have some luck here in the library.
And earlier this morning, westbound from National Airport, Senator Dean Edwards flew to the Red Hawk Reservation intent on a meeting with Floyd Beddington of the Beddington Construction Company. And at 5:10, Senator Edwards sat across the desk from the heavy-set, slate-eyed executive of the Beddington Construction Company.
No, sir, Senator Edwards, I'm not trying to take advantage of anyone, but my agreement with Chief Swago is legal and binding.
Mr. Beddington, my reason for leaving Washington to come here, my main concern is the rapidly vanishing land area of the Indians in this country.
I haven't bought any reservation land, Senator. This is a private deal with a private party who happens to be an Indian.
It amounts to the same thing. You're building right on the edge of the reservation. The dam will destroy one of the main sources of the Red Hawks' livelihood, their fishing. Why can't you build on land below the reservation?
I have a contract with the government to fulfill. The land I bought is most practical for that purpose.
The river runs for hundreds of miles.
Senator, you're at liberty to speak to my engineers. They selected these 4,000 acres as the place where construction is most feasible. If you can convince them otherwise...
I've spoken to Mr. Archie Long.
Archie Long?
Unfortunately, he was out of the country when you made this deal with Chief Swago. Archie suggests a possible site for the dam 50 miles downriver.
Look, Senator, I'm not against Archie or what he's trying to do. These Indians are his people. He's devoted his life to helping them. What kind of a guy would I be if I didn't sympathize with him?
You can do more than just sympathize, Mr. Beddington. According to the terms of your contract with the government, you have the right to select the site of the dam.
My engineers have already done so. Look here, Senator. I've gone over the terrain with a microscope, studied my architect's blueprints and my engineer's specifications,
Yes, sir. And Archie still says you could build 50 miles downriver.
And Archie didn't tell you the cost would be prohibitive building there?
Well, he told me it would cost you more, yes, but he didn't say it would be prohibitive.
He knows he doesn't have a leg to stand on, so he enlists your help. Senator, I'll be frank with you. You're a fighter when you get an idea, and so am I. I'm not going out of my way to hurt the Indians.
You are hurting them. A man can be hurt without someone deliberately planning to hurt him.
I'm paying for the land. Paying well for it, Senator. More than it's worth, actually.
I admit it's a generous price, Mr. Beddington, but it's like giving a man $1 million for his life. Chief Swago has unwittingly done something that will hurt his people. He's an old man. He hasn't long to live. And the only thing of any real value to him is the welfare of his people.
Again, I sympathize, Senator Edwards, but it's not my problem. I told Archie nothing could be done about it.
Nothing you want to do, Mr. Beddington.
Well, put it any way you like.
But perhaps there's something I can do.
Yes, sir, that's your duty, I guess. You're a senator. You've got to look out for all the people of your state along with your duties to the country. But I've got to look out for myself.
You won't reconsider the possibility of building downriver?
No, sir.
Very well. Good day, Mr. Beddington.
You are a young man, Senator Edwards. Like Archie Long, you are strong with your knowledge, strong in your heart. But to look backward is to have wisdom.
I know the deed is done, Chief Swago. Now I am searching for a way to save your land, to undo the deed before construction starts. And I'm going to find the way.
I thought only of the good my people would have from the money to buy things they need.
Oh, I know you wanted only the best for them.
And then Archie Long told me I had been foolish to sell. If it was in his heart to be savage, he would have been savage with me. If it were in him to make me feel as though I were a traitor, he would have told me of my stupidity. But he did not, because though Archie is not a Red Hawk, he is a brother to all of us. And his heart sickness came from what I had done in stupidity. And I could see pity in his eyes.
The contract you signed, Chief Swago, you acted on advice?
Mr. Cooper, the government agent here on the reservation.
I see. Why did he want you to sell the land?
He had many reasons. I cannot remember all.
I'm going to find out what they were. Maybe there's a way out of this.
I have seen my people struggle for 82 summers, Senator Edwards. And in this long space of time, I have seen our strength as a people grow always smaller, so that I knew one day there would be nothing left.
The government is determined to see that that doesn't happen, Chief Swago.
But how can the government protect us from our own stupidity? The thing I did...
Perhaps it can be fixed. Archie will be here from Washington in the morning. He may have found the answer. Mr. Cooper, as the government agent for the Red Hawk tribe, you're supposed to guide and counsel the Indians.
I've tried to do my duty, Senator.
By advising the chief to sell his 4,000 acres to the Beddington Construction Company?
You've got to weigh several factors, Senator Edwards. Besides the very real amount of money he was paid, which he plans to use for his people, the construction of the dam is beneficial in other ways.
Oh? Oh, tell me about them, Cooper.
It will provide cheap power for the reservation.
I see.
It will help industrialize this area. The Red Hawk Reservation, as it stands now... Well, you've seen the land?
Yes, I've seen it.
Then I don't have to tell you. The dam will help make this barren land arable.
Anything else, Cooper?
Isn't that enough, Senator? I've had to take these and other things into consideration when I advise selling.
I'm interested in these other things, Cooper.
Well, some problems within the tribe, necessities...
Cooper, perhaps I can enumerate some of them for you.
You must have been speaking to Archie Long.
Yes. He told me about these other things. He told me that putting the dam here wouldn't help make the Red Hawk land fertile. There are no provisions for irrigation in the plans already drawn up by the Beddington Company. He told me it would virtually destroy the Indians' fishing and hunting rights. He told me building this dam can't possibly help industrialize the reservation. It will only help those communities already industrialized. The reservation is strictly a hunting and fishing community.
The government...
The government has a contract with Beddington to build a dam on Red Hawk River to help not only this state, but the three adjoining states. For different reasons than you suggest, will help the Red Hawk tribe. It's part of a vast program.
If you think I've been derelict in my duty...
I think you've been misguided, Cooper, at the very least. I don't know what personal motives you have, but the interests of the Red Hawks seem to have been ignored. They're losing their land, their chance for survival, piece by piece, little by little.
Senator...
How can you stand by and know that the Red Hawks hunting and fishing, the only good thing left to them, was going to be taken away?
Senator, you make it seem as if I deliberately stole it from them for my own profit, for my own interest.
Do I, Cooper?
If I made a mistake, I'm sorry. I didn't realize...
I can't believe it, Cooper. I'm sorry, I can't believe you didn't know exactly what you were doing.
Just a moment, please. Oh, good morning, Dean. Come in.
Thanks, Archie.
Had breakfast, dear?
Just now, thanks.
Sit down, Dean. Look as though you'd had a harried night.
I didn't sleep much. How about you, Archie? Do any good in Washington?
Nothing definite.
There's got to be a way to stop them, Archie. We just haven't found it, that's all.
I hope so.
Archie, I hate to say this, but I suspect that this Cooper fellow sold out to the Beddington Company.
I've met 100 government agents, but I haven't found one yet who wasn't sympathetic to the Indians and intelligent and honest.
One bad apple in the barrel, I guess, Archie. What's that noise?
What's outside, Dean? Perhaps we can see from this window.
Cranes. Bulldozers.
Beddington Construction Company. Ready to go to work.
Looks like we're too late, Archie. Once they start digging, it'll take an earthquake to stop them.
Back to Tyrone Power, starring as Senator Dean Edwards in Freedom, USA, and the second act of our story.
From Washington, D.C., this is Edwin C. Hill. And the problem of Chief Swago's sale of 4,000 acres to the Beddington Construction Company. The vanishing resources of our American Indians is exemplified here as Senator Dean Edwards, faced with a legal contract for the sale of the land, attempts to find a way out. Now, after meeting Archie Long at the reservation, Senator Edwards has run up against a stone wall in the person of Floyd Beddington. He's got his contract, and even now, his machinery is beginning to break ground.
It's the only thing we can do, Archie. Try to make Beddington see our point of view. Bring in all the arguments we can, because he's got to stop cold.
Well, Maybe this letter will help.
At least Beddington can't disregard it entirely. The secretary himself dictated the letter, huh?
With a little help.
From you?
A light interpolation or two from me, yes. That's the shack they're using for an office.
Oh.
I'd like to speak to you for a moment, Mr. Beddington.
Well, I'm rather busy right now, Senator.
We'll only take a few moments of your time.
All right, come in.
Something has come up.
What?
Archie Long has a letter from the Secretary of the Interior.
Yeah, what about?
Archie, will you read it to Mr. Beddington?
Of course. Attention, Mr. Floyd Beddington. Dear sir, the Red Hawk River development, for which you have obtained a contract from the government to erect a dam, has come to my attention. While I can in no manner dictate the site of the proposed dam, may I submit that in your choice you do not overlook this department's concern with the preservation of our wildlife and fishing resources. Many thousands of dollars worth of fish are taken out of this river by the Indians each year. The erection of a dam at the point contemplated will greatly reduce the number of fish available in this area, as well as in the adjacent area of the Red Hawk National Forest.
Senator, we've gone through all this before.
Now, building this dam downriver will not only be a courtesy to the Interior Department, but a lifesaver to the Red Hawk tribe.
I'm sorry, Senator.
Apparently, this letter from the Secretary has very little weight in your considerations, Mr. Beddington.
Not enough to make a difference. And I'm sorry, gentlemen, I'm rather busy now. Operations have already started. And if you'll excuse me...
Cooper, you know Mr. Archie Long.
Yes, sir. How do you do, Mr. Long?
How are you, Mr. Cooper?
I've been an admirer of the work you've done for the Indians.
For my people. Thank you.
It started the construction work. Senator, I've been thinking about what you said yesterday. I know there's no way to apologize for my short-sightedness.
We're not here for an apology, Cooper.
Oh?
We're trying to figure out a way to stop the construction on these 4,000 acres. And we know now we can't appeal to Beddington. We've got to have an argument he'll understand.
Oh.
And there's only one argument we can think of. We're going to prove collusion between you and Beddington.
Well, how can you do that?
I don't think it's going to be too hard, Cooper. I think collusion did exist. Perhaps still does.
No, it isn't true.
Mr. Cooper, you've spoken to Mr. Beddington.
I know. I saw you just now come out of the office there.
Of course, we won't tell you the complete conversation we had. But there are indications.
What? Indications of what?
For one thing, that you accepted money from Beddington.
Did he say that? Did he say he paid me?
In return for your recommendation to Chief Swago to sign the contract with him. You took advantage of an old man. Persuaded him with arguments that were fallacious.
He didn't tell you he gave me money.
What are you going to do with that money, Cooper? Hide it? Dig a hole and leave it buried? Put it in a safety deposit box? Never spend it? It's a lot of money, isn't it, Cooper?
What are you going to do, Senator Edwards?
I think, Senator, we found out what we wanted to know.
Yes, Archie. I think now maybe Mr. Beddington might sing a different tune.
There's Mr. Beddington at that corner table, dining alone.
Maybe we can help his indigestion.
Oh, Senator Edwards and Mr. Long.
Just a few words again, Mr. Beddington.
Well, sit down, gentlemen. Still trying, eh?
We're preparing a case against you, Mr. Beddington.
A case?
Bribery.
What's that?
Bribery. Collusion. Intent to defraud. And whatever else the Attorney General of the United States can add to it. You see, we know how you got Chief Swago to sign the contract selling the land to you.
That's a serious charge, gentlemen. Well, you go right ahead. You can prepare whatever case you want against me. I'm as clean as a whistle.
You can't deny bribing Cooper.
Of course I deny bribing him. I paid him a certain amount of money for some work he did for me.
Work? Influencing an old man to sign away his land?
No, sir. The work he did for me was a great aid in helping my engineers and architects. The natural terrain around here, hidden springs, geological strata. Cooper studied geology, you know. Valuable aid, all of it.
This is a subterfuge, Mr. Beddington.
Well, call it what you like. It's legal and I'm clean. There's nothing you can do about it. And I'll tell you something else.
Yes?
You're not going to get anywhere trying to make me give up this land. I've got it, and I'm going to keep it. There's nothing you can do. Nothing.
We're still going ahead with a matter of bribery, Mr. Beddington.
Well, that's your duty. Mine is to my company. Nobody's going to stop my project now. At least not with the kind of arguments you've been bringing up.
We'll try to do better, Mr. Beddington. I hate to give up, Archie.
I keep hoping for a miracle.
Train is coming. It is best for you to turn your thoughts in another direction.
I don't like to fail, Chief Swago. Especially when so much hangs in the balance.
At least we'll have the satisfaction of making Beddington pay. This bribery business.
Sure. It's a small gain for us. It won't do any good now. We'll have to take him into court. It'll take years to convict him. And in the meantime, his dam will be finished. And then what? Can we tear it down? Can we put the land back into its original condition?
I thank you for your help, Senator Edwards. But not all things are possible. We must swallow the truth, even when it is bitter.
If my duties in Washington weren't piling up, I'd stay on.
My father used to tell me so long ago that the white man is kind and good.
Men like Beddington, Cooper.
Ah, but you do not judge a tribe by one warrior. It is many summers since I have thought of my father. Wise, strong.
Let me help you with your bag, Ding.
Thanks. Well, Archie,
we tried.
My father once said, whatever comes for our people, we will always have our hunting ground, a place to hunt and fish. The government guarantees it.
What was that, Chief Swago?
Goodbye, Senator Edwards.
Dean, the train's starting. You're going to miss it.
Sure, I'm going to miss it. Didn't you hear what the chief said? Our people will always have a hunting ground, a place to hunt and fish. The government guarantees it.
It was not I who said that. It was my father.
Dean, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Exactly. Let's see if Cooper will have an answer for us.
Believe me, gentlemen, I'm very glad this copy of the treaty signed with the Red Hawk tribe in 1860 was among my papers.
Glad, Mr. Cooper?
If I can undo some of the harm. I must confess that although I'd read this treaty when I was assigned to the Red Hawks, I didn't realize its significance in relation to the sale of the chief's land.
I believe Mr. Cooper's had a genuine change of heart, Dean.
Perhaps. Now let's see if we can do the same for Mr. Beddington.
If it's just another plea, Senator, you're wasting your time.
Oh, no, Mr. Beddington. What would you say if I told you your contract with the government was invalid?
Yeah? That's absurd.
Oh, no, Mr. Beddington, it's not absurd at all. Because if you persist in building the dam on this particular 4,000 acres, then your contract with the government becomes void.
All right. What's the catch this time?
You don't understand, Beddington. There's no catch, and this is no trick. It would take an act of Congress to make your contract legal.
What?
It requires an act of Congress to invalidate a treaty, Mr. Beddington.
Treaty?
A treaty by the government signed with the Red Hawks in 1860.
Guaranteeing the Red Hawk Indians that their fishing and hunting privileges will be preserved forever. It's just a phrase in the middle of a long document, but it's binding on the government.
It has nothing to do with me.
Oh, yes, it has, Mr. Beddington. Because building your dam at this point will destroy the Red Hawks' hunting and fishing. Even you recognize that.
You can't have that contract canceled.
Why not? It's illegal on the face of it.
Incidentally, Mr. Beddington, Mr. Cooper is returning that fee you gave him. He's seen the error of his ways and is ready to testify to that effect.
You know, Senator, I thought I had you licked.
We all make mistakes.
Yes, and this one's on me. All right, Senator, you win. Now pack up and move downriver.
I admire you for one thing, Mr. Beddington. You lose with good grace.
Dean, you've done a great thing for Chief Swago. He'll sleep in peace tonight.
What's more important, Archie? The whole Red Hawk tribe will sleep in peace every night from now on.
Edmund C. Hill again, ladies and gentlemen, from the balcony overlooking the Senate chamber, where Senator Edwards has just concluded an address. After successfully preventing the construction of the new dam above the Red Hawk Reservation, the senator has now appealed for a committee to investigate what further aid can be given the American Indian to preserve and perpetuate his inalienable rights. While great strides have been made recently, a complete review now seems imminent.
Our star, Tyrone Power, will return in just a moment.
This is Tyrone Power, ladies and gentlemen. I like America because we are the champion of the underdog, the protector of the weak. Our love of fair play, our quick response for the oppressed is manifested in school, in sports, in our civic and national affairs, and in its largest sense, in international affairs. We don't like a bully. Let's keep on fighting for freedom and equality for everybody.
Week, may we invite you to again visit our national capital for another absorbing episode of Freedom USA, starring Tyrone Power. In the interest of good government, we urge you to listen to these important stories from Washington, D.C. Freedom USA.